With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says he'll decide within the next 10 days whether to order a United States military strike on Iran. But at the National Religious Broadcasters Conference in Nashville, one expert says Iran's mountainous terrain, combined with various ethnic factions which control parts of the country, make any military strike a tricky proposition. Dr. Glenn Dreher is professor of international studies at Cedarville University in Ohio.
There's an estimated 130 different nuclear sites that, when pieced together, could lead to the breakout of a nuclear weapon. And so finding all of that information, making sure that factions don't fight, I don't think anyone will want to go into Iran, but we also need to stop them from striking Israel, from a breakout for a nuclear weapon. And so that's the delicacy of this moment, is trying to do all those things together.
The National Religious Broadcasters 2026 conference continued Friday in Nashville. President Trump is not happy about today's 6-3 Supreme Court ruling against his tariff policy. At a news conference, the president says the Supreme Court ruling on tariffs doesn't really matter.
Other alternatives will now be used to replace the ones that the court incorrectly rejected. We have alternatives. Great alternatives. Could be more money. We'll take in more money and we'll be a lot stronger for it. We're taking in hundreds of billions of dollars. We'll continue to do so.
Two Trump appointees to the court, Justices Neil Gorsuch, Amy Coney Barrett, sided with the majority. Justices Brett Kavanaugh, Clarence Thomas, and Samuel Alito dissented. Police have searched the former home of Andrew Montemontin Windsor a day after the former prince was held in custody on suspicion of misconduct in public office. In another blow for the former Prince Andrew, the British government now considering formally removing him from the line of succession to the crown, his arrest linked with his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. This is SRN News. The annual 40 Days for Life campaign is underway.
From now through March 29th, pro-life advocates will stand outside abortion clinics in more than 650 cities in the U.S. and around the world and silently pray for the babies and the mothers. Since 40 Days got underway in 2007, organizers report more than 26,000 women have decided not to have an abortion. Nearly 300 clinic workers have quit their jobs and almost 200 clinics have closed. 40 Days holds campaigns in the spring and fall each year. Michael Harrington reporting.
The New Jersey Catholic Diocese outside Philadelphia has agreed to pay $180 million in a priest sexual abuse settlement, the latest in a church scandal set off more than two decades ago. The Camden Diocese, like others nationwide, filed for bankruptcy amid a torrent of lawsuits after the statute of limitations was relaxed. Other large priest abuse settlements reached by the Catholic Church in the U.S. include $880 million in L.A., $230 million in New Orleans, and more. This is SRN News. Wall Street kept calm after the Supreme Court struck down President Cort's sweeping tariffs. More on the report from Bob Agnew.
Stocks ticked higher by the end of the day. The S&P 500 added 0.7% to its value. It had been flipping between small gains and losses before the ruling. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 230 points at the closing bell, and the high-tech NASDAQ gained 203. Trading was tentative across markets after the ruling and after President Trump pledged to put tariffs on other countries using other avenues. Bob Agnew reporting.
Nathan MacKinnon scored the go-ahead goal with 35.2 seconds left to help Canada survive another scare at the Olympics, rallying to beat Finland 3-2 in the semifinals and advance to the men's gold medal game. Shea Theodore tied it just past the midway point of the third period after Sam Reinhart started the comeback from down two goals. Canada will face either the U.S. or Slovakia in the final on Sunday. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.